So let's review. The Gemara continues with the Mishnah on Daf Memches, which details the Nisach HaMayim. K'maseyu b'chol, kach maseyu b'Shabbos. In the manner that it was done during the week, so too would it be done on Shabbos. However, with one exception. El shayi memali me'er Shabbos chavish al zav, she'enu mekudeshes min ha-shiloach, u'menicha b'lishka. They would draw the water before Shabbos from the Shiloach, a fresh water spring near Yerushalayim, into a non-consecrated golden barrel, and placed in the storage chamber to be used the next day, Shabbos. Nishpacha niskalsa, hoi memala minakir, shahayayin v'amayim, megulin psun legab mizbeach. If the water spilled or became uncovered, they would refill the vessel from the kir, because uncovered wine and water are invalid on the altar. Three reasons are given as to why an unconsecrated vessel, she'enim kodeshes, was used. Ziri says, if lehu lehu belina, if a kli sharis would be used, the water would become niskadish bekli, consecrated kedushas aguf, and invalid because of lina staying overnight. The Tanna of the Mishnah holds ein shir l'mayim, v'kli sharis mekachin shalei midas. There is no limit of the maximum amount of water to be used, and a holy vessel sanctifies whatever is placed in it, even without intention. Chizkiya says, because of a gezeira, the water was kept in a kli she'enim kodeshes, so that people will know that the water is not pasabalina. If it was kept in a kli sharis, people might think that generally it would become pasabalina, but here it can be used because the psulina does not apply to nesachim. However, it would not become pasabalina anyway because the Tana holds kli sharis ein mekachin el medas. The water cannot become holy unless there is intention. Rabbi Yana said in the name of Reb Zeira because of a similar gezeira. If it was kept in the kli sharis, people might think that it was drawn for kiddush and raglayim, which does become pasabalina. But here it can be used because psulbalina does not apply to nesacha. However, it would not become pasabalina anyway because the Tana holds yesh shir lamayim ukli sharis ein mekachin el medas. There is a maximum amount of water that may be used, and the vessel cannot consecrate the water unless there is intention. The Gemara continues its discussion of the Mishnah. The Mishnah said, "Shahayayin v'amayim megulin, psun legab mizbeach." Uncovered water is invalid because we're concerned a poisonous snake placed the venom in the water. The Gemara initially says that this Mishnah holds like the Tana Kama of the Braisa that mesanenes yesh b'mishum gilui. One may not drink uncovered wine, even if it was filtered, because the venom may not necessarily be removed by the filter. Nechemi holds he may drink it because eres nachesh deim l'sveig. The venom of the snake is like a sponge, it floats on top and stays in place, and was certainly removed by the filter. However, the Gemara concludes that he would agree with our Mishnah and forbid the use of the uncovered wine or water on the Mizbeach because of the Pasuk, Hakarveim Noah Lefchasecha, Hayirtsecha Ay Hayisafanecha, present it, if you will, to your governor. Would he accept it or show you favor? The Gemara explains that uncovered wine for a regular person might be permissible, according to Nechemia, but he would not allow uncovered water to be used in the Avodah of the Beis HaMikdash. Harnu lach lulav harav, we have Baruch Hashem completed the fourth parak of Masechta Sukkah and begin the fifth parak, HaChalil Be'ez HaShem, which discusses the Simchas Beis HaShe'eva as well as the Karbanas that are brought on Sukkahs. Zog the Mishnah, HaChalil Chamisha V'Shisha, Zeh HaChalil Shal Beis HaShe'eva She'in Adech Lo Yisa Shabbos V'Lo Yisa Yomtev. The flute was played for 5 or 6 days. This refers to the flute used during the celebration for drawing the water, which does not override Shabbos or Yom Tov. Rashi in the Mishnah on Daf Membeis Membeis explains, if the first day of Sukkot was Shabbos, they would omit that day and play music only on the subsequent 6 days. If the first day of Sukkot was a weekday, they would not play music on that day and also not on Shabbos Chol HaMoed, leaving only the other 5 days. Rav Yehuda and Rav Eina had different versions of what this celebration was called. One said, She'eva, the celebration of water drawing. The other said, Chashuva, the important celebration. Marzutra said neither opinion is incorrect. There is a valid source for both versions. There is a pasuk that says, U'sha'avtim mayim besasin, draw your water with joy. And Rav Nachman taught that drawing the water, mitzvah chashuvahi, it is an important mitzvah that dates back to Sheshes, Yimei Vereshes, the 6 days of creation. The Gemara continues to discuss the celebration of drawing the water. We learned in the Braisa, as explained by Rav Yosef, that Rav Yosef Yehuda says, HaChalil Deches HaShabbos, the flute which was played during the Karban Tumid service on days when Hal was recited, overrides Shabbos and Yom Tov because Iker Shir B'Kli, the essential song is the instruments and it is considered an Avodah, a temple service. The Rabban say, Af Yom Tov en Adecha, it doesn't override Shabbos and Yom Tov because Iker Shir B'Peh, The essential part of the song are the voices. The music is merely accompaniment and therefore not an avodah. However, everyone agrees that the music of the Sheyeva is only to enhance the joy and does not override Shabbos and Yom Tov. Rav Yosef adds that whether ikashir b'kli or ikashir b'peh is indeed the machlikis in another brisa, where Rebbe says wooden vessels cannot be used kli sharis, because we cannot learn from the flute of Moshe, which was made from reed and is similar to wood, because ikashir b'peh and the musical instruments are not considered kli sharis. Rav Yehuda says wooden vessels are valid, because we can learn from the flute of Moshe that wooden vessels are valid, because ikashir b'kli and the instruments are indeed kli sharis. The Gemara rejects this proof and offers two other options. First, both opinions here agree that ikashir b'kli. However, they argue b'dan and efshir m'shi efshir, whether we can derive the possible from the impossible or not. The flute of Moshe could only have been made from the wood-like reed material, for its sound would not have been as pleasant if made from any other material. Rabbi Yehuda says dan and efshir m'shi efshir. We can learn the possible from the impossible and apply it to other instruments which, although they could have been made from other material, may also be made from wood. Rabbi says, ain't done in efshir m'shi efshir. We cannot learn the possible from the impossible. And only Moshe's flute was allowed to be made from wood-like material, but other clay shars may not be made of wood, they must be metal. The other answer is everyone agrees that ikashir b'peh, or they agree that lo done in efshir m'shi efshir. The argument here is over what method we use to learn the psukim regarding the menorah. Rabbi says we use the klali uprati method, the general and specific method. The pasuk says, "V'asisa menoras, you shall make a menorah," and this is a klal, a general statement meaning the menorah can be made from any material. Then the verse continues and says, "Zahav tara, pure gold," which is a prat, a specific material to be used. The pasuk concludes with, "Mikshat yasa menorah, make the menorah by hammering it out," which is another klal. In the method of klal prat to klal, we say, "Iyat dun elike in a prat," you can only include something that is similar to the prat. Here the prat is gold. And we include metal, which is similar, but not wood, which is not similar, and this applies to all clay shars. Rabbi Yehuda says we use the ribui umi ute, the inclusion-exclusion method. Basis menoris is a ribui, which includes any material. Zahavtar is a miut, which excludes any other material that is not pure gold. Mikshu tiyasa hamanari is another ribui, which teaches riba umiut v'riba, riba hakol. An inclusion followed by an exclusion, and then another inclusion includes nearly everything, even wood, which is somewhat similar, but excludes earthenware, which is completely not similar. We see that the argument between Rebbe and Rabbi Yehuda, wood and klisharis, has nothing to do with whether ikashir b'kli or ikashir b'peh.